United Nations relief agencies today warned of a health crisis facing the 5 million inhabitants of Baghdad. They said hospitals in the city are overwhelmed and the Iraqi infrastructure has been devastated by weeks of U.S. bombardment. Joining us now is Ross Mountain, the UN's Assistant Emergency Relief Coordinator. Welcome, Mr. Mountain.
Thank you very much.
What can you tell us about the humanitarian situation on the ground in Iraq right now, both the medical situation that we just referred to in Baghdad and the situation of food, water, shelter for people?
We are actually now approaching what we are concerned will be the critical phase of the conflict, where we are now facing the potential of besieged towns and indeed what's the stage that will be the most dangerous for civilians.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any idea about the numbers of people without food or water or shelter or medical attention?
Figures are pretty difficult to give at this stage, but I think most of us in the media have been focusing on Baghdad and Basra. There are a whole series of towns in between which are facing very significant problems of water, shortage of medical supplies, and very large numbers of casualties. The ICRC, that is the International Committee for the Red Cross, for example, estimated that there are perhaps about 1.5 million people who lack access to safe drinking water in the south. And insofar as Baghdad has 5 million people, and they all depend on a water supply system, which in turn depends on electricity, you can see the number of people who are going to be at risk.
Mm-hmm. Let's say that the siege of Baghdad goes beyond days and into weeks. Is there an arrangement with U.S. and British forces to get humanitarian aid through the lines if that occurs?
The UN is endeavoring to try and provide humanitarian assistance to all those in need wherever they are in the country. That means the north, the south now, behind coalition lines, but also into areas that are still controlled by the government of Iraq. We are specifically concerned with a very unique situation that Iraq presents, and that was that every person in the population has been dependent on this oil for food program over the last 6 years, which means that they get a ration every month. Now, they have limited reserves at home at this point. We estimate that by the end of the month, those reserves will be exhausted.
Mm-hmm. At the start of this war, there was a lot of concern that there would be a flood of Iraqi refugees out of the cities and out of the country. So far, that doesn't seem to have happened. Is that a good thing?
It would appear to be a good thing anyway that they have not moved across the borders into neighboring countries. But after the last war, it was after the close of hostilities that the hundreds of thousands of people did leave Iraq. And indeed, it's unusual at the beginning of a war that refugees become very numerous.
It appears that the British have taken a firmer grip on Basra today. Is that going to help you out, opening up that port city?
We certainly would hope that a situation stabilizes in Basra. It doesn't need to be particularly in the hands of one party or another, but simply stable. In the south, apart from the conflict, I'm sorry to say that we're getting also reports of breakdown in law and order and score settling, which doesn't make life any easier either. And, of course, in this area and other areas, we're going to be haunted for some time by mines and unexploded ordnance. We have advised our people in the south and the central part of the country to frankly keep their heads down and not expose themselves to unnecessary risks as the conflict develops.
Ross Mountain is director of the United Nations Office for Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs. Thanks very much for joining us today.
My pleasure.